Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. This is the live show from this past Sunday night, August 2nd, 2020, where we take your calls. And this is a good show because we had a lot of folks recently returned from Walt Disney World calling in, giving great tips in case you're going down this fall. Also, my buddy hashtag Scotty G calls in live from the boardwalk, talking about his epic stay, a couple of weeks down at Walt Disney World. He's in the middle of working from Walt Disney World, so we have a lot of great conversations about that as well. Don't forget, I'm down at Walt Disney World, crossing my fingers, I should be. So give me a follow on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike for lots of live updates. If you have questions, you can leave them there on the social media, Twitter and Instagram. I'll answer those. And we'll be doing some live broadcasts from there as well. So at BRGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, the Facebook page, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Don't forget three ways you can support the show. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Get all those Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase really does help everything we do. So brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, become a patron of the show, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of great discussions there every day, polls, pictures from back in the day, and even a mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. So check it out. Become a patron over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast live call-in show. It is Sunday night, August 2nd, 2020. We're broadcasting live from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in wonderful, beautiful St. Peter's, Missouri. And I do mean it. It is beautiful here right now. I've been complaining about the heat for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I know it is still smoking hot down in the southeastern United States, especially Florida. But over the last 24 hours, our high temperature in St. Peter's, mid-70s for August, beginning of August, going to be this way for the next few days until I go down to Florida. So I have nothing to complain about in the weather department right now. Actually, I got a little chilly, so I had to pull out, can you believe, a sweater? That's right, I had to pull out a sweater, but it's not just any sweater, ladies and gentlemen. It is your Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues sweater I have on. That's right, LGB, let's go Blues. Because the hockey playoffs are back, at least the tournament getting ready for the playoffs is. Now, here's the rule for tonight. Of course, you may be listening to the show on the feed on Thursday. Probably most people are. You're not allowed to bring up the virus, and you're not allowed to bring up the Cardinals, my baseball team, in the same sentence. That will immediately get you hung up on and possibly banned forever, because that's hitting me too hard here with the Rona and the Cardinals. I don't know what's going on there. I was all excited. Baseball was back. We waited all that time. The Marlins, I'm like, well, they're the Marlins. They got hit with this. They're in Florida. You know, it's always like Florida man does something crazy. I was like, oh, the Marlins are like Florida man. And then all of a sudden on the news earlier this week, the Cardinals get mentioned. So we can't talk. I can't even talk about it right now. So let's go Blues. I got the game on here in the studio. I'm going to still do a nice show for you guys. We're going to have a good time talking Disney. But yeah, we're getting ready to go down to Walt Disney World, crossing my fingers this Wednesday morning as this show comes out on Thursday on the feed. Hopefully you're following me on Instagram and Twitter. One of my big goals for this trip, not only to have a lot of fun with my daughter Mallory, because we've never done a daddy-daughter trip, just us two. I get to hang out with my buddy Scotty G and his family, which is going to be fun. But mostly I'm down there to share this experience with the listeners of the podcast. I'm so curious about what things are like. I've seen a lot on social media so far, but I want to make this a two-way street. I want to be live on Instagram quite a bit. Also on the Facebook page, I'm going to do some extra stuff over on Patreon. So if you're a patron, you're going to get some extra stuff over there. And we're going to have, you know, a discussion about what are you curious about? Are you thinking about going down in August or September, October? Because there's some great deals, especially if you're an annual pass holder, and I'm sure there'll be more discounts released here later this year. I've only heard good things. You'll get a show coming up as you're listening live on Monday in just an hour or so, where my friends Erica and Robert talk about their trip to the Riviera and all the positives. And there were a few negatives, of course, but they talk about their experience. And I'm excited to go down. I know things aren't going to be the same. Different is not always terrible. I mean, I'm going to miss some things. Will I get fireworks? No. Will I get parades? No. Will I get every restaurant? No. You know, but I will get low crowds compared to, you know, being there on New Year's Eve. I will get to be back to my favorite place. I get to see the new newly painted castle. I will get to hopefully ride Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway for the first time. I'll get to introduce Mallory to the Skyliner, to Galaxy's Edge. And I get to go to Pop Century, my favorite hotel. I love that place. It's so much fun. It's just kind of like home for our family. So, you know, positives and negatives, but I'm super looking forward to it. And it's going to be a quick trip. And we'll be back and, you know, here doing it again. Now, no live show next Sunday, just for the record. No live show next Sunday. We're going to skip it because my plane doesn't land until too late. But 2 weeks from tonight, we'll get together. We'll have another live show. So Sunday nights. All right, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. You want to talk Disney? Let's do that for the next hour or so. Uh-oh, we got a fight in the hockey game. Yes. But 407-413-9395. But I thought one of the things we might talk about tonight, what's your favorite Disney acronym? We all know we have our own language as Disney fans, right? You got to go from the TTC over to the MK to ride the TTA. What's your favorite acronym, though? Let's talk about that. I don't know if you have a favorite, but maybe you do. All right, we have our first caller of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's Mike. It's hey, you know what it is right now? It's Mike. It's Mike and Mike in the evening. What we got here?
That's right. Yeah. I'm calling from Vero Beach. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How's Vero Beach?
I actually just got back from the beach from just getting some waves the last few days from this hurricane.
So, well, am I right? And I got to say the name because I've been torturing my family all weekend with this because I like saying this name because it took me like 2 hours to figure out how you say it. I think it's Isaiah. Isaiah, right? Is that it?
Isaiah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm from Missouri, man.
I still haven't got it.
I'm so close. I'm so far from a hurricane where I'm at, landlocked in the middle of the country. So, but this one, I mean, it seems like that Florida was semi-spared on this one, right? I mean, it stayed out to sea most part. It stayed a tropical storm in a Category 1 at maximum.
It was a weak storm. We had nothing. We had 40-mile-an-hour winds here. Nothing crazy.
That's good. That's good. I know.
It was like, a lot of hype. Yeah,
I was worried. Please don't, you know, like I'm finally getting to go to Walt Disney World on Wednesday. I'm like, oh, no, there's a hurricane coming. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, we went to Disney Vero yesterday morning and we got some surf and walked around the resort. It was beautiful.
So
pretty much empty there.
Do you see people that are, cause I'd be kind of a gawker. I gotta admit I'm a huge weather nut. As much as I am a Disney nut, I love weather. I mean, are there people that maybe, I don't know, locals just kind of lurking around because it's not that serious, kind of going out and checking out the waves or anything like, or are they keeping everybody away from all that?
Oh, everybody's at the beach. Everybody who's a local is at the beach taking pictures and just, you know, seeing what's going on, looking at the big surf and, you know, especially since it wasn't a big deal, since, you know, we all realized pretty early it wasn't going to be a big storm.
Now, are you from Vero Beach or were you vacationing down there?
No, I'm from West Palm Beach originally. I've been in Vero Beach about 20 years now.
Oh, so that's nothing.
My wife's
from
Vero Beach.
Oh, but you're a Floridian, so yeah, no big deal.
I'm a Floridian, yeah.
So I don't know if you've listened for a while, but yeah, back in what, 2004, 2003, five, something like that, when Hurricane Charlie came over, I mean, it went right over Walt Disney World. It was a Category 2 when it passed over and we stayed.
I remember.
Because we drove and we were at Pop Century. And I mean, Pop Century was not that old. Like it ripped the trees right out of the ground. The next morning, the trees were like pulled out. The roots are just sitting there. I'm like, and I went out on the balcony when it was passing over and I was like, oh, like. We get wind gusts like that in Missouri for like 5 seconds, you know, like on the edge of a tornado or, you know, some big downdraft. Like it did that for the entire night. I mean, you had to hold on to the rail and I'm a big dude. I couldn't breathe. It was the craziest thing I ever experienced being somebody from here.
Yeah. Yeah. Mostly everybody around here evacuates to the Orlando area to get away from the storms, you know, and make a little vacation out of it.
Nice.
So I know we do. So.
Well, I'm so glad you guys are safe.
Pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. So,
biggie.
Give us a little, what's Vero Beach like? Because I think we all kind of just see it in glance. We go to Walt, at least people that aren't from Florida, we go to Walt Disney World. We're like, oh, we want to go where the rides are, you know, the restaurants. We don't want to go to Hilton Head or Vero Beach. But what's that experience like?
Vero's, I love living here. I'm, you know, the biggest Disney fan. I've been a fan of you guys for so long. So being a surfer, I got the great surf here. We live really close to the parks. Vero is such a nice, relaxed beachside town. You know, the hotel here, the Vero Beach Hotel, Disney Hotel, is amazing. I mean, it's like you're in the parks, but without the rides, you know. Just you get the same magic, the same, you know, just that whole Disney feel. It's just awesome.
So let me ask you this, Mike. So if you had to compare it to a Walt Disney World resort, which one would you pick?
Beach Club.
Oh, my God. See, like I'm in.
Just that smell you have when you walk into the resort, the pool area, you know. And, of course, you know, you got the beach right there, you know.
Nice.
It's just awesome. It reminds me so much of the Beach Club, you know, down to the smell.
That's awesome. That sounds like
pretty cool.
When you go there, you're actually on vacation. You're not like wearing yourself into the ground and you know, burning your toes out. You know, you're actually being able to chill and get your feet on the sand.
You get to relax, and you know, and people don't realize about 7 miles south of the resort, we have a whole beachside community where there's restaurants and, you know, bars and museums and theater. So a lot of people don't, you know, really know that when they go to the resort. So
that's awesome.
Pretty cool. It's a cool little town. I'm here forever. I'm never going to leave this town. It's awesome.
Well, hey, I'll have to make it really down there cool. someday, and I'll have to hook up. You have to show me how to surf. I'd love to give it a shot.
Yeah, for sure. Yesterday morning in front of the resort was just for about an hour. It was just pumping, you know. It was amazing.
I'd kill myself. I used to be a skater. I mean, I could skate fine, and I was a hockey player, but I don't know. Surfing, though, that might be a whole nother game.
Yeah, I'm 45 now. I skated forever, and it's painful.
I'm telling you.
Surfing, you fall in the water, and it's a lot less painful.
I'll take it. Hey, well, Mike, I appreciate you calling in, and you guys stay safe down there and have a great time. I really and give us a call back in a couple weeks when we're back on the air.
All right, Mike, big fan. All right, take care, man.
Take care, buddy. Good talking to you. Bye-bye. All righty, let's get our next call in here. We have another call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Scotty G.
Oh, my gosh, Scotty G from the Boardwalker. Where are you?
I'm at the Boardwalk right now. I just stepped outside onto our patio that's looking at the quiet pool, and actually I'm looking at the Swan and Dolphin right now.
You're killing. You know what, though? I got to give you – I'm jealous of 18,000 things you're doing, but it's only 72 degrees here, dude. It feels so good outside.
Okay, that's awesome. Actually, so it rained like crazy this morning. Like, we were on Splash Mountain, and it was like a crazy storm. Never really had like lightning or anything, so like everything like stayed open, but it was so rainy, and it's actually cooled things off. We were just at Disney Springs, and it was nice and comfortable for the first time in like 15 days down here. So not as nice as 72, though, I'll tell you that, but it's actually cooled down a little bit.
So you just had Polite Pig because you were sending me the pictures. I was eating Applebee's, by the way. I had a pretty killer quesadilla burger. Wasn't bad. Not
okay.
Yours.
There you go.
It was okay, but it wasn't your food. But okay. So we're gonna do a whole show on this when you get back and get settled, because you got to get your Michigan residency figured out. You know, here shortly because you've moved. No, just kidding. You have not moved, but you've practically done that. But we did that show like three weeks ago.
I have a Florida driver's license now.
I was going to say, yes, you do. I love it. No, but you're actually down there and you're working from Walt Disney World, which you did a show on about 3 weeks ago, you know, kind of like, well, I mean, this is an opportunity. So real quick, I mean, I'm so jealous because you are working during the day. I know that one day you sent Emily down to Goods to get lunch, and then she, you know, went around the pool and stuff, and you guys were working in the villa.
Yep.
What's the quick report on that so far?
It's worked out really well, actually. So as my travel agent, I talked to you about it. Like, can you get me into a one bedroom villa? Cause if we're in a studio, it would be challenging, you know?
Yeah.
But in a villa, both me and my wife are working, Elizabeth. So being in a villa, we can each have like a separate room, which works really nice. So at Oki West, would be the ideal place. Cause as you know, you've been there, like the living space is huge, you know, and we just moved the Boardwalk and it's a little bit tighter in here. So it's going to be a little challenging tomorrow and Tuesday, but it's only for 2 days. But so basically we would just both be, you know, we had our laptops or working at the kitchen table, you know, and then if one of us had like a really important call, we would just like kick the other one out and make them go to the bedroom pretty much and just work from the desk there. We'll do the same thing tomorrow and Tuesday. The thing is, with our one bedroom at the Boardwalk, the dresser stands really high, so you can't like really put a chair up to it. So it'll probably be me who keeps getting kicked out, you know, because I got to pave the way for Elizabeth. So I'll be standing and working, which is totally fine with me.
In your positions, do you guys like work through Zoom with your teams back, you know, wherever they're remote working, or is it just like voice, or is that, it's like a Zoom thing?
No. Yeah. So we do video. So it's through Microsoft Teams, very similar to Zoom. Yeah. So yeah, I actually have a team meeting on Tuesday. So what I've been doing though with Microsoft Teams, you can put like a fake background because I don't want everyone to know that I'm down here. Like my boss knows, you know, and a few members of my team. But like if I'm talking to someone that I don't really want them to know, I'll just put up a fake background. Normally though, I have like all the Run Disney medals. So I did have someone ask me last week, like, what's going on? Are you somewhere else? I'm like, oh, I'm just changing it up a little bit.
I'm in witness protection. But, I can't tell you.
Yeah. So I will say though, like one thing I was worried about was like the internet connection, like the Wi-Fi, you know, but Wi-Fi has been strong. Like when we start the workday, it takes a little bit to connect, like while we're both trying to do it, cause we start at the same time. But once we're both connected and rocking and rolling, then there's no issues the rest of the day. So Disney Wi-Fi has been really reliable for that.
I would imagine too, it helps that like it's not a full load of guests right now. I would imagine there's probably like, you know, 25% max at each hotel. That probably has to help.
True. That's a good point.
Yeah. So, but then you get off work and you guys get to go to the parks. I mean, like I see you guys, you're like, well, work day's done. We're on the bus to the Magic Kingdom. That's sweet.
Yeah. It was so awesome. Yeah. So I know you want to do a whole trip on this and we will, like, it'll be awesome. Cause this is, you and I have done some epic stuff, man. Yeah. This is like one of the top epic things I've done.
Yes, it is.
but we'll work. Like one day we went to the Magic Kingdom, did three things at Liberty Tree, hung out, closed down the park. It was awesome. We did that at the studios one night too, where we walked in, we did Mickey and Minnie's, had a Starbucks, had a cocktail, then had dinner, and then did Slinky Dog twice in a row and closed down the park. I mean, like that's after doing like a full day's of work, not having to use any personal time off. Like how awesome is that? So, that's so cool to me.
For those that don't know, we're meeting you guys down there on Wednesday. Mallory and I are coming down. Pam's staying home. She's got some work to do. Paige is here. She's got to go back and forth between Mizzou and here for some stuff. So, you know, Mallory and I are coming down. I can just tell you, she is so excited. We know each other on Find My Friends and we see that, and like, we're always watching, like, what are they on? Okay, they're in the land at Epcot, or, you know, they're back in World Showcase. They're at the studios, you know, over by Galaxy, because Mallory hasn't seen Galaxy's Edge. She hasn't seen the Skyliner. So there's a lot that she's super excited for. And, you know, getting to see you guys has been too long. It's just, it's one of those things that this is, I don't know how you guys felt, because you guys got there last weekend, but what was, because I miss it because we didn't have it. Even though I probably wouldn't have gone, you know, we'd have gone in July. You know, I went in February. We would have gone back with the family in July. So it hasn't been like I've missed like 2 years or anything. But I just, I really, I'm like hungry for it. So did you have that sense when you guys got there initially last weekend?
Yep. So, yeah, I'll quickly explain like our feelings. So we rented a house with some friends. Like we weren't going to do the parks. And then as we were kind of there, I was like, you know what? Let's just add on 2 days at the parks. Like it's going to be weird, but let's just see what it's like. And after just like driving through property and being on property for like an hour, like it just made our hearts like happy. You know what I mean? Like it was so good for the soul to like see all these familiar places that we just love, and just seeing like the purple street signs just brought a huge smile on my face. Like eating at a resort, I'm like, oh my God, I miss this so much. This is like, this is what makes my soul happy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's why we added 13 more nights.
That was the whole thing.
Like, and
and we'll talk about this. We do the whole show. The whole thing was, I told, because I was using, because obviously I'm trying to go super cheap, because I had Southwest Airlines frequent flyer miles that were going to expire. I mean, I had enough that if I waited till August 1st, I could cover both of our tickets for free on Southwest. We're paying $21. I think that's like the tax or something. You know, it's like there's some fee or something. Fees, $21 for 2 round trip tickets to Orlando. We both have annual passes right now. We got a discounted room at Pop Century for under $400 for 5 nights. You know, other than eating, that's our cost. So it's not that bad. It's almost like you couldn't pass it up. And the whole thing was, I was trying to, I mean, Mallory was in this and with me too. We're like, tell Scott, dude, he needs to come back. Cheap flights are cheap. Cause even if you're paying cash, like, you know, the flights were like $79, yep. 40 Southwest running a sale, you know, dirt cheap. I'm like, you got to come down, dude. You got to come down August 5th. And you're all of a sudden you're staying until then. So I was like, yeah, whatever. But I mean, that's epic.
Yeah, I know. That, well, that was a thought too. Like I really wanted to come down. Like, we haven't seen each other since I think the Indy Disney. Oh, I mean, we haven't seen Mallory since then, but we've seen each other like at race weekend and such. But yeah, I was like, do I really want to like pack up all this stuff, go home, work for a week, and then just come right back down? Like, nope, I'm staying here. Like, it just worked out. Like, I'll tell you the funny thing is, and your Pam was talking about this a little bit. Like, I only packed like 4 shirts. You know, I thought I was only going to be down here a few days, and at the house, you know, like we had a washer and dryer. I'm wearing the same shirt like multiple days. You know, like I don't have much clothes.
That just gives you reason to buy some cool ones. Yeah,
exactly.
Buy some
I've been adding to my wardrobe a little bit down here, you know.
We got the lizard Crocs. Those those things look pretty sweet. We got lizard colored Crocs
those
now.
Dude, after we were just texting about that fanny pack, I almost just bought it. I still might, man. I love that. I just love that retro, like, green blue look, man. It's so cool.
Looks like Saved by the Bell or something.
Yeah. Oh, dude. You're Slater, I'm Zach, or whatever. Like, well, and then we'll have to find our Screech.
Oh my gosh. So real quick, because I want to get everybody else in here too. But with the parks closing so early, I mean, is that to me, like the parks opening later and the parks, closing earlier, that's almost a blessing to me because it's going to force me to kind of slow down. You know, if the Magic Kingdom closes at 7, hey, you know, swim, you know, go back and night swim or just chill. You're not getting home at midnight and you're wore out trying to go out the next morning super early because that's going to be delayed too. I'm pumped for the shorter hours to be out because it seems like you guys are getting through a ton of stuff anyway. Like you don't need 12 hours.
Yeah. We were at the Magic Kingdom for like 3 hours today. And then we came back, we swam at the Luna Park pool, you know, the main pool here at Boardwalk for like a couple hours. Then we just had a little lunch, watched some TV, and then we're like, do we want to go back to Magic Kingdom? And they're like, you know what? We did it all. Like, let's just go to Disney Springs. And that's one thing you're going to notice, like, when you come down here, like, because the Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, especially closing at 6 and 7, Disney Springs gets busy because everyone's done with their park.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I can't go to Epcot or the studios, so where are we going to go? Let's go to Disney Springs. And a lot of restaurants are so limited right now, you'll notice, like, very limited restaurants at the resorts and the parks, but Disney Springs is almost seems like it's fully operational. So it almost seems like everyone just goes down there to eat. So Disney Springs is where it's like the most crowded for sure. And I was even talking to some cast members that said the same thing, which is to be expected, but honestly, like I like hanging out at the resorts. Like we walked to the beach club, as you mentioned at the top of the show, I got my No Way Jose and I saw maybe like 10 people on our way from the boardwalk, you know, which is normally a hopping spot over to the beach club. Only 10 people is all we saw. It was unbelievable.
Oh man, I cannot wait. I can't wait 3 days, dude. And I'll be down there. So I'll be, meeting you Wednesday.
Yep. I can't wait to see you. Like we're waiting for you. I'm telling all the cast members, like Mike and Mallory, you gotta like, it's going to be epic when they get here. And, you know, we're going to have the Goodyear blimp's been flying around. I don't know if I sent you some photos of that because of the NBA. So we'll hit like a welcome Mike and Mallory sign, you know, on the Goodyear blimp ready for you.
Of course. Now, so what's on the plan for tonight? Because it's only 8:24 down there right now. What are you guys doing the rest of the evening?
Yeah. I might start like logging into work a little bit. As that sounds, but
paying the bills.
Just to prep a little bit. I think we might watch a movie. We kind of want to go to the boardwalk shop too. That closes at 9. So we might just hop in there, like buy like stuff at the villa, you know, like milk and, you know, things like that. Because we bought some groceries, so we have like some cereal, some bacon and eggs, but we were kind of running low on some stuff, so we might restock, but just chill, watch a movie.
Did you guys keep the rental car all this time?
Yeah, we did.
They're going to think you stole it, dude. You're going to get pulled over and get like just thrown in jail.
It's like I have a lease on this vehicle right now.
47 more payments, you own it.
I know that's sorry. Elizabeth rented the car like through our company. And I was like, see how much it would be to add on 14 more days. And honestly, like they must have gave us like a long term rate because it was really reasonable. It was only like a couple hundred more dollars to get for 2 more weeks, so which was really nice. I thought so. Yeah. I wish I would have picked a different car now. If I knew I was gonna be down here for 3 weeks, I would have totally picked a different car. But it's getting the job done.
All right. Hey,
like, we've. Yeah. No, I know you got other calls you want to talk. We'll do a podcast.
Yeah, because because this is going to be maybe a couple of shows. Because seriously, because I mean, you're staying at four different resorts. You're working, you're playing, yep. You're down there to, you know, a very, you know, unique. One other thing I want to ask you about, because Mallory was even asking me about this. You went over at the Grand Floridian, you were having breakfast one morning before going to the Magic Kingdom, and you went up to the Blue Fence, and you saw with your own eyes, you saw the NBA barbershop, right?
I saw the barbershop, yeah. And you could hear them talking. Like,
shut up, you can really hear them?
You can hear people talking on the other side. Oh, yeah, you can hear, like, music playing and stuff. Like, they're having a good time in that bubble, I just tell you. But, yeah, like, you'll see this, too, when you come down here. Like, you see, like, chartered buses, I think most of them are mirrors run anyway, but like you see all these chartered buses with like NBA kind of logos like on the window, like you would see like for a Run Disney race, you know, how I would say like Expo or what resort you're going to, you see all these NBA buses like driving around, and I'm like, oh man, like is LeBron in that one, you know? Like, it's just fun, man.
It's so cool.
But I'm sure you're like me too, like part of the reason wanting to do this, I just wanted to see the logistics, like me how are they too. Doing all this
yeah,
stuff, you know?
Me
like,
too.
What do the resorts look like? Like, the pools are really interesting, how they're, like, when you use a, like, they have them all spread out, like, there's signs everywhere, like, don't move the, you know, the beach chair or the pool chairs, because we have them space for social distancing, and when you're done with them, they want you to tip them, like, over, so they know that's been done and used, so that someone can clean it, like, all that kind of stuff just, like, fascinates me, and can't wait to chat with you more about it and get your thoughts on it too. But it's just fun to observe and see what the cast members are doing, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Sweet. Yep. In a couple of weeks, we'll do an in-depth show. Me and you will talk about the trip, and we'll be down there in 72 hours. So have them make you ready.
Yep. I'm going to get Goodyear on the phone and make sure we got that message for you. I can't wait to see you.
All right. Tell Emily and Elizabeth we said hello. We'll see you soon, buddy.
Yeah. We'll see you soon. Have a great show.
All right. See you, Scotty G. Bye-bye. Hashtag Scotty G right there on the call. And we're going down. He is having a blast, man. So we have this rule that I hate Coke Freestyle machines and I hate group text messages, but I am in a group text message with Robert, who's going to be on tomorrow's show, on the Monday show, and Scott, because they're sending pictures of their two trips. And that's what made me book mine, because I was so jealous. All right. We have another call on the line, and I believe it is Jennifer from O'Fallon right down the road. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi there.
Hey.
We're back. We came back last night.
Hey, so. Thanks for trying. When I get Scott on the phone, dude, that could have been the end of the show. You know, we could have talked until 10.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's always great. It's always great hearing from Scotty G. Did you hear Jocelyn yell? She wanted to say hi.
Oh, hey, Jocelyn. And I threw in some NBA talk for Jocelyn. I talked about the barbershop.
Yeah, we saw the barbershop as well. We had breakfast, and we looked right at it the entire breakfast at Grand Floridian Cafe.
Oh my
gosh!
Before
going to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I can't believe Scott said he could actually hear the you know, not conversations, but he could hear people talking to music playing over there. That's quite interesting. Yeah, be careful what you say.
Yeah, we didn't go out there, but we could see like their balconies from our restaurant spot. And Jocelyn was hoping that they would come out. But the one place that we did see them, but we couldn't tell who it was when we were playing foot golf at the Oak Trail golf course. So we could see them getting out of their, you know, charter buses, like he was saying, and we could see some folks on the course. There's one hole that by the road that you have to get to Oak Trail. So, and I will say foot golf, if anybody hasn't played, it was so much fun. I know somebody that's going to do a team building activity down there playing it. It was just a lot of fun, and anybody could play it, all ages. It was, you know, 9 holes of golf played with a soccer ball.
So, yeah, they mentioned that on, you know, of course, when you're on hold, they give you the promos, like, you know, I've heard them 18,000 times, and they mentioned that, you know, in the one of those like free goodies with the putt-putt and stuff, you can play around a foot golf. And now I've never played that, so I mean, obviously, I guess the mechanics, you kick from the tees like you would teeing off. And then what, is there a bigger hole or is there a net or something that they put on the greens, or how's that work?
It's a bigger hole. So there are special tees. It's on the same course as the golf course, but they have special tees that are orange, and you're kicking to an orange flag that has a big hole that, you know, a soccer ball can fit in all around it. And it's, you know, they range from about 100 yards to 200 yards. And it's like a par 3, par 4, par 5 holes, just like you would in golf, but it's just kicking a soccer ball. Yeah.
Oh, man. Paige would love that. She was a high school soccer player. Yeah, we'll have to She'd be all in. I better not tell her because then I have to buy another plane ticket in the next couple days. Wait till Wednesday.
It only took us an hour, but we went through we got done right before it started raining, so that was good. But it was a packed course when we were there. I was really surprised.
Well, it's way more accessible too, and I mean, soccer's the most popular sport in the world, so that makes sense.
And the other thing too is if you're staying on the resort. We took an Uber to the court and we were going to take an Uber back to our hotel, but they said, oh, if you're staying on the resort property here, we'll give you a voucher and we'll call a cab for you. So it didn't even cost us. So I don't know if they would have done it going to the course. They did it for, the return back.
Yeah, they do that when you play golf. I know that a bunch of the guys, like I played with Pam Forrester's wife, or husband, Steve. I played with Scott. I played with Jocelyn's husband. We all got together and played golf over Marathon Weekend. And they did the same. I mean, we're staying at Pop Century, and they came and got us like, we're golfers. I was a terrible golfer. But, we rented our clubs and everything. We destroyed that course, but we had a good time. But we ended up quitting after 16 holes because it took forever because we're so bad. I used to be able to play. I can't play anymore. But real quick, I want to get the highlights of your trip, though. So you mentioned you were saying it popped. So you kind of peeked over at Art of Animation. You said it looks like they're possibly refurbing the Little Mermaid rooms. That would make sense.
Yeah, so I did my two marathon training runs last week. And as I ran, so you can't run the regular hourglass plate loop because they have gates up. But you can run the road around Art of Animation and Pop, and you can run the path on Pop. But so as I approached Art of Animation on the backside closer to Pop, you could see all this construction, all these construction containers and everything. And they were throwing out furniture into trash bins. And so I would have to assume, because they were down at the Little Mermaid room, that they were going to refurbish like they did to Pop and the All-Stars and convert those rooms to the table, convertible bed, because there was a lot of construction going on, and I could see permits on the windows of the rooms at the Little Mermaid Inn, and those were all doubles, and so I'm sure that's what they're doing. I don't know if they've announced anything before, but I could see the work being done.
Well, that would totally make sense though, because you got the time and the Pop, I love Little Mermaid rooms until I got a refurbished Pop Century room. And then I was like, they seem small, Pop Century is so efficient with that new setup. So yeah, it makes sense.
And then I know a lot of lizards were asking about the running policy. So I did ask at the front desk and they said you do not need to wear a mask as long as you can social distance from people, but we recommend it. Now, I did see a couple people wearing gaiters and they would pull them up. I saw a man wearing a mask. I wore a surgical mask. And the one time I needed it was when I was running the Hourglass Lake path, because I ran about 8 a.m. on average. And so there was the line forming for Hollywood Studios for the Skyliner. People wanted to get there to get their Rise of Resistance queue. So I did have to put my mask on as I ran by that line because it was pretty long. But they don't require it.
That's my plan too, is to wear just I got that lizard neck gaiter, and then I'm just going to wear it around my neck. And then if I need it, just kind of pull it up, but I am going to stay. And I get up like at 6 o'clock in the morning or, earlier. And, I try to get out there before there's too many people. Now, you mentioned real quick about that because because I'll be at Pop Century. Dang, Colorado Discord. I'm way delayed. Boo. So going around, so if you run that road outside of Pop Century, is that a complete loop all around or is it not? Do you got to come in? Because I don't think that takes you all the way around, right? Because of how Art of Animation and Pop come out to the road, to Victory Lane.
No, I don't think so, but what I did was I ran end to end on the path, and then I did the road that went towards Art of Animation and back, and then through the parking lot back to the loop. So I did that as a loop back to the running path, and that was 1.71 miles. But the one thing I have to warn you is you have to watch. You might have to switch sides of the street because there are some blind curves. And so there are a lot of cars, with the construction people and just in general workers. So you have to watch for those blind curves and make sure you're on the correct side of the road for that.
I'll make sure I wear my lizard stuff so they can see me.
And that's what I did too. But there weren't many. It was just the construction workers over heading towards Little Mermaid at the time that I was running. But you would probably be done by then.
I hope.
Let me ask you one thing, Jeffrey,
because I got to know this. So as far as getting to the studios on the Skyliner to get your boarding pass, do you have enough time to get to the Skyliner and get over to the studios so that you're in the park by 10 for that boarding pass?
So we didn't do Hollywood Studios, but the Skyliner opens at 9 a.m. So
okay. That's
people, I'm pretty sure, because the parking lot doesn't open till 9:30, if I heard correctly, like a half hour before. So, I think you have enough time, but you need to line up early, because I took a picture, and I don't know if you saw my post, but I took a picture, and the line was pretty far back, and there was a sign that says the wait is 25 minutes from this point. So people were starting to line up about 7:45. If you lined up at 7:45, you were first in line. So it was actually the longest line of the trip for a lot of people. You know, no park, the parks weren't that long, but the Skyliner was. So 7:45 to 8:15, that's when the first people started lining up these days. And then starting at 8:15, that's when the masks started coming. That's the only challenge is, otherwise, you know, if you take an Uber, you can't get in there until, you know, they open for the cars. And then one other important thing for Pop Century guests is if the Skyliner goes down, and I did not realize how much rain happens in July down there.
It rained a lot lately. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Skyliner was down every afternoon. So we left Epcot and we thought, okay, the Skyliner's down. There's going to be a bus. So we went all the way up to the front of Epcot to catch a bus. Well, there's no buses there. There are no buses there. And one of the drivers said, there's no bus back to Pop Century. So we wound up taking an Uber. But when I got back to the resort, the Skyliner folks said, what you need to do is you need to, there's a resort Skyliner bus. So what you do is if you're leaving Epcot, you go to the Boardwalk Hotel Resort, and you catch the Resort Skyliner Loop bus. So it goes to Riviera, Pop Century, Caribbean Beach, and it loops. And so that's what you take to get back to Pop Century or any of those hotels when the Skyliner is down. Now, Hollywood Studios, they told me also that they do have their own bus back. From if the Skyliner is down.
But that's interesting that they wouldn't put it out in front of Epcot, because, I mean, how are you supposed to know that? Like, I mean, if you got to catch a bus, you're going to go where the buses are typically. That's crazy.
That was my one complaint, was the communication amongst the staff with that was not good. The front desk didn't know. A manager at the front desk didn't know. The bellmen know everything, and they did not know. So that was my one disappointment, was the lack of communication on that transportation.
That's a good tip to know, because I'm sure that'll happen in 5 days. We'll have that pop up. So, yeah, they'll save me. And, I like going to the boardwalk anyway, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. But I would guess was about 50% full. It was really busy, and I was really surprised.
I'm not, though, because it's the only value open. You know, you got to think about it that way. Like, with Art of Animation closed and all three All-Stars closed, and it's already super popular under normal circumstances, I'm shocked that it's like, I'm still shocked that you can get rooms there in the fall, because it's the, you know, and it's kind of the default for most people, especially people that are going right now. A lot of annual pass holders, you know, they want to get on property for the perks. But I mean, a lot of folks that have annual passes just want to, you know, they don't want to go and stay at the Contemporary and spend all that money. So, yeah, I'm expecting it to be busy, but I mean, I'm shocked it's not even sold out at this point, because it's the only one.
And they even, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
They even had the rooms next. Like, I thought maybe, you know how the rooms make a little V and you have two rooms next to each other, the doors?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they wouldn't even put somebody next to you, but that's not the case. I mean, we have people next to us. So you just have to, you know, watch when you go in and out. But it's not that big of a deal. But the other thing I'll say is we were able to resort hop. And we went over to Caribbean Beach to the food court, or to the to do a mobile order. And I understand that you may be able to do that without reservations. I will say that when we took Ubers to the resorts where we did have table service reservations, the security guards were checking to see that we were on a reservation list. So I don't know how flexible it is if you drive to resorts, but when we took Skyliner or Disney transportation, we were able to resort hop and mobile order at other places with no problem.
Yeah, so I would think that if you get on the Skyliner, you could go to Caribbean Beach because it's at intermediate point. I mean, because I'd out there checking. Because, I mean, I'm hoping to go over there and to show it to Mallory and have dinner over there one night. So, yeah. But I'm thinking Skyliner, not Uber. We'll see.
Yeah. Oh, Jacqueline has a comment she wanted to make about pool.
All right.
If you guys don't like crowds and you want to go swimming, then go to the computer pool in the 80s.
Yeah. Yes.
Around 10 or 11, because we were the only ones in the pool at that time.
You know what? That's my favorite pool because it has a laptop like I used to have that you can look at with all my old websites that I used to go to. And nobody goes to that one. I think, honestly, growing up, I liked the bowling pin in the 50s. That was always my favorite. But, of course, everybody's drawn to the hippy-dippy pool there in the middle of the action. So you're right. We got to keep that a secret between all of us listening to the show tonight. Nobody tell about the computer pool. That's our private pool. That's a good call, though.
And the only other thing, because I know you have other people that want to get on, but I thought this might help. We also flew Southwest down and a couple things, and we took Magic Express. Southwest was good. The only concern was we had gate agents at both airports that weren't wearing their masks properly, which was kind of surprising. And we did have people on our flight near us that also didn't wear their mask properly, and I even asked the flight attendant to say something to the people because it was a little uncomfortable. You're on a 2-hour flight and people aren't wearing their mask properly. That was the only thing, but the majority of people were fine. We had these little kids next to us that were great. They wore their masks perfectly, you know, so it's hit or miss, but we sat in the back of the plane. Our plane going down was empty, but the plane coming back, every row was full, except for the middle seats, of course. So it just depends on that. Magical Express works well. We didn't have a long wait, but the gentleman, when we checked in, he said, I don't have a return for you, when we had confirmed it online. So you just want to make sure you reconfirm with them and at the front desk and make sure you get the notice 2 days in advance. At the airport, Magical Express, if you get assigned seats, but coming back you don't, and we had a full bus. I mean, I think there were 3 rows that were empty.
Oh, wow.
But going to the resort, it was completely it was assigned seating, and it was, you know, every other row it was taken. And but coming back, there was no distancing or anything.
They're like, they're done with you. We're going to send you home now. Get out. Get out.
But part of it, too, is I wonder if somehow they missed picking us up. There were about 6 families that had a 2:35 confirmation, and we didn't get picked up until 3 o'clock and with other folks. So
yeah, something's wrong.
I kind of wonder.
Yeah,
because they said they are precise. So that was the only other thing. But otherwise, I mean, I felt safe at the St. Louis airport and for the most part flying Southwest. But I would do it again, and I would fly Southwest, you know.
Yeah, well, I was watching their, like, on Instagram, they have videos of, like, what to expect at the gate at your airport. You know, Southwest put these out a couple days ago. You know, like, what to expect, what's going to look like at the gate in boarding, and then what it's going to look like on the plane during the flight or pre-flight, you know. And I thought that was interesting. Of course, not everything's going to happen like it does in an Instagram video, but it's cool that they're, you know, the expectations are there so that everybody can check that out. Cause, like, you know, we're 72 hours out. We have an idea of what it should look like what our role, like, now I know they're boarding like 10 people at a time instead of, like, you know, the 30 or 60 people at a time and all that good stuff. So yeah, we also, you know, I have 3 masks coming tomorrow. Hope they get here. My Mizzou ones that I ordered online. Paige is supposed to get me one from the football team tomorrow too. But we also, Mallory and I, got N95 masks for the plane so that we can have those, just because those are supposed to be the good ones, I guess. So we'll see. We ordered those online.
Yeah,
too.
And like Ricky said and some others said, you know, the masks are great. We had some really cute ones, but the best ones for the parks were the surgical masks. They were the most comfortable for all day, like a lot of people have said.
Yep, we got some of those too. I got to at least get a couple pictures with Truman on my face, and then we'll go to the disposable.
Right. Well, that's why I had to get some with the freaking magical.
That's right. That's right. That is so like. That's a funny thing. Is like it used to be the magic band. How do you customize yourself? Now my question for every trip report moving forward, at least for the next little bit, is what was the coolest mask you saw? You know, because it's. I'm sure that. You know, people are probably, you know, going home and saying, this lady had on I'm having a freaking magical vacation. Like, what's that? Like, what's that all about? She's me. You know, it's so funny. Yeah, that's going to be the new thing. Like, what masks did you see? But I'm glad you had a good time. It's a shame, though. I guess NBA Experience didn't open up for Jocelyn. I was hoping it would.
Yeah, we went over and took pictures and just made sure it wasn't open. But we did, somebody commented in the chat, we did see the blimp overhead, and then it was pretty cool being on the Southwest flight watching an NBA game yesterday and seeing the shots overhead of Pop that they took Friday night when we saw the blimp. It was pretty cool. But yeah, they're selling the NBA stuff in all the shops now, you know, like everything Pop because it's closed.
Yeah. And they're made out of real basketball material.
Oh, they're made out of like basketball uniform material? Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And you know what, Jennifer, and I got to tell you this, I appreciate you so much for not bringing up the Cardinals tonight, because I can't take it right now. It's so, so sad.
Well, you don't want to hear me say go Cubs go.
Oh, well, see, you're probably, I know that there's a huge audience on Twitter that is just loving what's happening to the Cardinals right now. And that just irks me even more, because it's going to happen to your team too. I'm just saying, every team out there, you're a sneeze away from being like the Cardinals, just so you know.
Yeah. I'm sad for them, because I want to see everybody do well.
Same.
And, you know, the season go on. I'm with you, you know, it's so good to have sports back. I'm watching sports that I didn't watch before, but you know, it would be good to have baseball, you know, and nothing happened to the Cardinals, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I agree. Yeah, I mean, it's weird, but at least it's sports. And the whole thing, like I told Mallory, I said, tonight's hockey game is going to have the biggest audience of ever, because like everybody's like, we're so uncertain about the Cardinals, especially in St. Louis, but baseball maybe in the next week. And it's the first hockey game back since we won since we paused the season. Now we're defending the cup in these preliminary playoffs, you know, this round robin thing right now. So I bet you I've watched badminton, I've watched cornhole. So at least now we have hockey, you know, like, well, this is great. I'll take it.
Yeah, I know it's playoff hockey, because my husband is downstairs yelling at the TV and I'm up here listening to you.
There you go. I got it right here on the iPad, right below the computer. Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Jennifer. Thanks for all the tips, because that's really going to help us this week. And we'll talk to you soon, and maybe in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. See you, Jocelyn. Bye-bye. All right, 407-413-9395. Great tips there, because you know, transportation is huge down there. So that's an interesting tip, that if the Skyliner goes down and you're staying at a Skyliner resort near Epcot, Jennifer said to go over to the boardwalk, and they're running a bus that will take you to all the Skyliner resorts. So I guess over to Caribbean Beach, Riviera, Pop Century right now. That's good to know, especially this time of year, because you are going to get some afternoon thunderstorms and you don't want to be stranded. And I don't know how I feel about Ubers right now, because I think, you know, an Uber would really be a crapshoot. I'm sure most Ubers are super nice and super clean, because every Uber driver wants to keep their rating. Obviously, you don't want to be a mess and make people feel uncomfortable. Then you're going to have a terrible rating and nobody's going to want to ride with you. But I like the consistency of, you know, Disney. I know it's not perfect, like Jennifer said with Magical Express, that she had a full bus on the way back, but that sounds like that might have been a scheduling conflict, possibly. I don't know. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that. We'll see, though, because that's why I'm going down, though. I want to report on these things. So 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. We have about 10 minutes left in tonight's show, so give us a call. I just reset Skype. I know somebody was trying to get through, so we should have that cleared up now. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. I didn't get anybody's favorite Disney acronym. when you talk to your friends, let me ask you this. Have you ever talked to your non-Disney friends or the Disney casuals, you could call them, and all of a sudden started busting out some acronyms to them? You're like, what are you talking about? The TTA, the TTC. And I think it might be raining outside. I hope not, because I left the chairs out. Hey, Alfred, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
I am doing good. Hang on one sec. I gotta peek out my window. Hang on. It sounds like it's pouring.
Let me just look. Oh, geez.
Holy smokes, it is. And I did not bring in the chairs like I was supposed to. Whoops. Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
They're getting
You're
clean.
In trouble now.
I was like, what's that noise behind me? It sounds like
no disc it's for pouring. You on Wednesday.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? You know what? Those things were so dirty. Now they're going to be nice and clean.
Well, now they're nice and clean. So maybe now you'll be able to go to Disney. Yeah.
You know what, though? Better story. The other night. Okay, so when you drive a Jeep. A Wrangler. So I got a Wrangler. Yeah. I don't have top. My top's down. My doors are off for the summer.
Yep.
So the other night, it was like 50-50. And we ordered some food from a pickup place about 10 minutes down the road. I could have driven my wife's car. She has a Blazer, like a regular old, you know, SUV. I was like, nah, it's not going to rain. I can make it. So I get down there, get my food. I'm like, yes, I made it. Driving back. And it's looking dark. It's like this biggest cloud is over right where I'm headed, right to our house. And so it starts raining. I'm on the highway. We live right on a highway. Starts raining. But as long as I'm moving, like I'm not getting wet. It's going right over because the aerodynamics, like I'm not getting wet.
Right.
But then it started pouring and everybody on the highway turns on their hazard lights and stops like it's snowing. I'm like, don't stop. What are you doing? Don't stop. Because then I had to stop, and then I just got drowned. Everything got soaked. The food got wet. It was just a mess. But, yeah, that was my story with getting wet in my Jeep last week. Yeah. It's always an adventure with me. So, yeah, got clean.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What do you have going on?
Well, yesterday I ventured into New York City for the first time in 6 months.
So what's it like?
Very quiet, I felt. I went to the Disney store, of course, in Times Square. That was my main motive. As I said, I need this.
Yeah.
They actually have it really organized in the store. It was shocking how everything is arrow this way, arrow that way.
Nice. That's good, though. It gives everybody the expectations of what to do.
Yeah. So I think Disney is going to be the same way down in Florida. I think it's going to be very regimented, very structured, and it's going to feel fine.
We'll see. I'm going to be Instagramming live a lot, so just watch on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. And
definitely.
Lots of videos.
And you got to do a call before 2 weeks. How can you let me go 2 weeks?
We'll figure something out because I need the show. So, but I mean, we're landing at 7:15, so you know how that is. We won't be home until like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Won't be home. Yeah.
Yep. And we'll figure something out.
But maybe that Monday you can do one of the half hours for calling.
Yeah, maybe. You know what, too? While I'm down there, I'm taking the laptop. I will be broadcast. Now, we did this when I stayed with my buddy Scott down there. This is about 3 years ago. We stayed in the studio at Old Key West. Every morning, I went out on the patio and just went live here on Be Live, and I couldn't take calls, but we could do the comments, and we had a conversation there. So I'm going to be doing that, too, maybe in the evenings. Okay. So watch the Facebook page.
Be Live now. You can't do the video even now with that.
I think. I don't know with the YouTube thing. Yeah. I'll look. I got to do some research on that. We might be able to. We might be able to.
Did you see Scott's comments, though?
The comments are just now coming through for the last hour all at once.
He said he wants to do a walkthrough with you in the parks and everything.
Oh, yeah, totally.
As a recording.
Oh, yeah. And you know who's been killing it, too, is Len has been doing some great videos, Len Testa. Over the past week with this stuff in the
parks. I have to ask this. Is Scott around the same age as us?
No, he's younger. He's probably at least 10 years younger than me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, with my personality and your personality and him, we would have a blast down there.
Oh, anybody has fun with Scotty G. He's the greatest, man. He's so fun.
Because I could just see that. I would have a blast. Because I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, that kind of banter and everything. It's just too much.
We're gonna have a good time. I can't wait, man. I'm counting the hours. I just because the thing is, like, I haven't left the house that much.
I'm jealous. I wrote that. I'm jealous.
Yeah, well,
I need to go.
Everybody's going to get to go eventually. I'm just going now because I want to tell everybody what it's like.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, but my God. So real quick, I got to tell you this real quick. Alfred, real quick.
Yeah.
I'm watching the ball. I'm watching the hockey game, Blues and the Avalanche on my iPad. They just put tonight's attendance up on the scoreboard. Zero.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Tonight's attendance, zero. No, I just had to, that was a good, whoever's doing the scoreboard, they have my kind of sense of humor. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
What else you got? Because we have about 5 minutes left. I want to make sure you get, I don't want to keep hogging the conversation.
No, that's fine. A friend of mine, and I haven't mentioned, I forgot. Because he's my friend since we were in kindergarten, and now he's my physical therapist. And one day he says, I have a package came to you here. I'm like, a package? Why would a package come to you there? And I'm trying to think what it could be. And our other friend just wrote a book. And I said, oh, it must be the book. So I go, and he hands me this thing. It's not a book. And he says, open it. I said, okay. I open it. It's the child.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like,
I had to think about it for a second.
Year.
I still have to get that context. I was like, it's a child. No, it's the child. I was like, you got a kid? I mean, like in the mail? I was like, oh no, the child. Okay, we're good. You got a Yoda.
The child. Yeah, Yoda. Yeah, baby Yoda. And it's the best thing ever. I'm like, I have the sought after gift of the year.
Yep.
I'm so happy. Yeah.
Yep. If I come home with a child, my wife will kill me. So I'm not going to come home with the child. I'm just going to leave the child at the theme parks and the resort. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I could always send it to you.
No. You're trying to set me up. Nissy, no. I can't have the child. I already have two childs. I have two daughters. They're expensive.
Yeah. So is this child.
I'm saying, just not as expensive as my two, the child's. I can tell you that much.
Obviously not. Yeah.
Baby Yoda's not going off to college.
No, not yet anyway.
That's right.
So next thing I want to know, tell me about your podcast cruises. What is that like? How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, we've done five of them. We typically do them in the odd numbered years. So the first one, I think, was 2011. We've done 13, 15, 17, and 19. We just pick a cruise that we think most people can do. And usually it's one of the less expensive ones. But of course, with Disney Cruise Line, there's no cheap cruises. They're expensive. There's no way to hide it. They're expensive. But we have, you know, we've done like 4-night Bahamians, 5-night Bahamians. A couple of years ago, we did a 7-night on the Fantasy just because a lot of folks do them every time we do them. So we've done that same itinerary for like the last, you know, three times. So we switched it up. But basically, it's just a bunch of people that are Disney fans. We all book the same cruise. We all eat in the same rotation. We're in the same area of the restaurants. We do a live podcast recording in the nightclub. It's not at night. We do it in the morning when the club's not being used. We have like events on Castaway Key. We do something at least a couple times every day, whether it's like a ice cream meet at 10 o'clock back in the ice cream section or the pizza place or what have you. And the thing is, on a cruise, you're always running into people. So even when there's not scheduled things, like the kids would all meet up, they would go do stuff. They'd meet each other and be friends within 24 hours. The adults, you know, everybody kind of hangs out, goes to the shows, sees movies, whatever. So it's a bunch of Disney fans just hanging out playing trivia.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a blast. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. You have to let me know when the next one is.
Yeah, we're still working on that because we're kind of waiting. When this all started breaking out was when we were putting the plans together. So we said, let's hit the brakes on this till we see. Because, again, like back in February, March, we didn't even know that, you know, it's August now and we're still in the heat of it. So we just, and a lot of people are out of work. We just want to make it accessible for as many people as possible. So we're going to do another one. It's just we're kind of in a holding pattern right now.
Now, it's a regular cruise that they run Disney, right?
Yeah. It's just, we're sailing.
Block off.
Yeah. We just book a bunch of staterooms, but
yeah,
it's a regular, you know, open to the public cruise. And what happens is It's kind of funny. Like, I've been on a podcast cruise, and one of my students was on the cruise because anybody can book it. And so I was, you know, running around the ship, and there's one of my kids from school that's in my class. She's on the ship. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got done with tequila tasting. This isn't good. You know, last place you expect to see your students, like, you know, between Grand Cayman and Jamaica on the ship. Oh, yeah. Right. But yeah, anybody can do it. But yeah, it's a good time. It really is. And Ricky's put videos up from the podcast cruises on YouTube. So
you but that'll make it worse for me. Yeah,
well,
right now.
It makes me miss them so bad.
Yeah. I would want to go now. So.
Yep. Same.
Yeah. Well, I actually have something in the works. I have the program with Hyatt Place. Mm-hmm. And you know how they all want to promote their resorts.
Yep.
So I got a call. I said, all right, fine, I'll do it. So for $700, I get to go to Cancun and a Disney cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great deal. Now we just got to get the ship sailing for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I have to do Cancun first because I have to see the resort.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of those things. Oh, there was a Good Luck Charlie episode about that where Bob had to pretend like his daughter was his wife and all that stuff. That's one of the best episodes ever. Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. So it should be good.
Well, yeah. I want to hear about that. Yeah. I love those kind of stories. Oh, my God.
I don't think I'll ever pay $700 for a Disney cruise.
Dude, some people pay $700 for their bar tab.
At night.
You know, yeah, that's the bar tab.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not around students.
Yeah, I'm saying. I know you got to be careful at stuff. It's the last place you expect to see one of your...
got to think that's the most likely place.
It's random. The last thing I expected to hear on a Disney cruise going between Grand Cayman and Jamaica is Mr. Rollman.
Mr. Rollman.
Exactly. I'm like, wait, what? What? It's summer. You are not allowed. Gosh. We're out of the country. Like, go back to school. Don't be on my ship. It was crazy.
Do you have a Disney store near you in St. Louis?
5 minutes.
Okay.
But it's still closed though. It's an outlet. It's a Disney store. It's a Disney store outlet, but I think it's still closed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. No, if it was a regular Disney store, I was going to say go because they have swimwear on sale.
Ooh,
and you and Mallory can go matching.
No, because here for Father's Day, I got new trunks, and my trunks are, you're my age. You probably remember bombsicles, like the red, white, and blue, popsicles look like rockets.
Oh,
yeah. Those are my trunks I'm rocking for this trip. The bombsicle swimming trunks.
Well, these are better. these are blue shorts. Blue trunks with Mickey heads all over and ice cream cones.
Bombsicles.
These are so good. And I save 40%.
There you go. Hey, you know
regularly
what?
Regularly $43, I paid $25 for it.
Well, I was telling Mallory because, and Scott sees you, by the way. Mallory's got a gift card that was left over because she didn't get to go in May for the summit cheerleading thing because it was canceled. So I was telling her it's kind of good because right now the annual pass holder discount is 30%. Like she'll get 30% more out of that gift card. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, for real. It makes you want to go down, right?
Yeah. September. I'm almost considering it.
No, you have to do it.
You got to come down if I do.
We'll see. I got to get permission from the boss. It's not. It's never up for me. Up to me. It's up to the boss.
Yeah, the boss. Yeah.
Oh, I have a boss.
By the way, the towel was on sale too to match the suit.
Yeah. Popsicle or bombsicles
for that.
All right, I got a scoop because I got
to
go.
I got at the Disney store.
Yeah. Well, I got a scoop though because I'm going to go grab those chairs. It is crazy out here, and my wife's going to be home any second. Yeah. So I'm going to scoop, but we'll figure something out. But watch because I'm taking the laptop down, and if I can get the video thing going, that's how we can kind of all communicate while I'm on vacation. All right. Well, hey, stay safe, buddy. Good talking to you. Thanks for hanging in there. You too.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
See you, Alfred. Bye. Look at that. Scotty G says he got 30% off his wardrobe because, again, he only took 4 shirts. So now he's up to like 7 shirts. That's pretty sweet. And Jennifer says she bought a bunch of stuff because of the 30% discount. Yeah, 30% discount could make you spend a whole lot more than you were expecting. And Wade, sorry about that. Yeah, we'll get you on there. And congratulations on the 21 half marathons in 21 weekends. Yeah, that's right. The 2020 merchandise, who wants that? Like, I do not want that, like, anything. But if you buy one, you get one free. I don't want anything that's got 2020 on it at this point. Nothing. So, yeah, no, they better not even put that stuff in my room. I will just, I'll just, like, get a little stick and put it outside the door because I do not want that. All right, we are going to get out of here. Thank you so much for hanging with us. It's been a quick hour. It's been a fun hour, except for the fact that the Blues are now down 2-1 to the Avs, but they'll be back. And we're going to do this again in 2 weeks, so join us then here on Facebook and YouTube. So just search the Be Our Guest podcast, hit subscribe on either or like on the Facebook page so you get all those notifications and all that stuff. But we are going to get out of here. I will be down at Walt Disney World all week from Wednesday to Sunday. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike. I'll be going live and all kinds of videos and all kinds of stuff and sharing what I can with you guys. So you guys get a little taste of Walt Disney World and you can decide if the time's right for you to head down this fall. So we're going to get out of here and no more Mr. Rollins, Jared. We are going to get out of here. I hope you guys have a great Sunday night. If you're listening on the feed, happy Thursday. Make it a great one. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.